Standing By, written by Casey Fleming, Kate Okestrom, and Kathleen Brawley. Episode 1, The Ripoffs.
Helix?
Hey, yo, H, so, the plan?
The plan is pretty much fucked.
We moved to Plan B. We do not have a Plan B.
Shut up, Bill.
Everything is fine. We have this under control. Just wanted to let you know.
Oh, God. We're at...
The building!
Lev, it's a city. There are multiple...
Oh, look, the hotel slash, TJ Maxx combo thing running at present? Oh, 37th Street?
I'm sure we'll be fine. We could just use a little backup.
Helix?
Atop the unforgiving, rain-ridden rooftops of Gotham City.
Just kidding. Welcome to Bumfuck Nowhere, Illinois. It's 85 degrees out, and my team of angsty, procrastinating, walkie-talkie-loving classmates slash superhero squad is on top of our local strip mall at 1:37 in the morning. Also, something just exploded. Who's in charge? Ask anyone but Lev, and that, my friends, would be me. Fearless leader, terrified of calling anyone on the phone, and hater of cats, Helix. During the day, I'm Jade Anderson, C-minus student in every class but science and math. I've got enhanced strength, speed, and agility. And clearly, none of that does shit for me in school. Before I explain this mild catastrophe of a Friday night, let's introduce the other three. First up is Cameron Smith. Codename Leviathan. I call him Lev because Leviathan is three syllables too long for a call sign. We've been best friends for approximately 6 years and superheroes for about 6.5. He's a basketball star and all-around dumbass. Don't believe me? Our first conversation about his superhero name went like this.
So I've got the perfect name. Goes with yours, incites fear in my enemies, and... Okay, it doesn't go with yours, but it sure is frightening enough. Okay, ready? Brrrr, Leviathan.
Leviathan?
No, like, Leviathan.
You manipulate heat.
Exactly! Perfect decoy! Boom! I've already got the advantage of surprise.
Your name cannot be Leviathan. That sounds like Loch Ness Monster's cousin. Cameron, you're a guy with heat powers, and you only use them to warm up instant ramen.
And your name is, like, from science shit that does not relate to your power either. No, I get it. You don't like it. Okay. Enter backup name. My backup name, pause for effect, is Aardvark.
So we went with Leviathan, a.k.a. Lev. Heat manipulator named after a sea serpent. It's great. Next. Abigail Mitchell, a.k.a. Vesper. Heart of the group, literature nerd, and the one who always carries an entire first aid kit in her bag. She earned her place during sophomore year when she extinguished all the lights in our language classroom, ending period B Spanish early. Oh, and the whole saga behind her name? It's nerdy as shit.
I was thinking, and you can tell me if you don't like it. Vesper? It's originally Latin and it means evening star. It still does in a lot of literature, especially when people are referring to Venus. And, well, I like Venus and I can manipulate light, so I figured it worked.
Okay. I like it. Vesper. Is Vesper short okay?
Yeah.
It's also a cocktail, Vesper.
Thank you, Lev.
So that's Vesper. Qualities include the patience of a saint and the brains to tie us all together. Now, last. Finn Taylor, our newest recruit, with us for 3 months and still acting like it's their first day. Imagine a golden retriever in human form. A camouflageable golden retriever. And as for their name...
You gotta pick something cool, dude. Something that sums up your powers and strikes fear into the hearts of your enemies.
It's an important decision. A name that you can imagine reading in the newspaper one day.
Yeah, something fancy.
Fancy?
Yeah, like the chameleon.
Masquerade.
Disguise lizard.
I've got it. Phil.
Bill!
Bill!
Oh my god,
Bill! That's what? Right! That's the team! Helix, Vesper, the Leviathan, and Phil.
Fuck yeah.
And that's us. Heroes, not so much. To the disappointment of everyone involved, though, we're all this tiny-ass town has got. And if we're the ones destined to save the world, then I've got some bad news. The world is completely, royally, and utterly fucked. So, you're probably wondering how we got ourselves in this situation. How exactly did four high schoolers with way too much free time on spring break end up in a dead sprint on top of our local mall? Just give us 5 seconds of unsupervised time and the world starts to break apart. Our only goal was scouting out a hotel nearby, and then, you guessed it, plot descended. I guess superheroes can't just go about their day without... And suddenly, flashing above the comic strip.
This was the building with the weird dude, right?
I swear, they were just walking down the street with a little mini windstorm in their palm. That's weird. I've never seen anyone else in this town with powers.
Maybe it was just some weird light? Not that I don't believe you, of course, just... Should we really be snooping around this person's hotel room?
I know, but this just feels different.
All right, new kid. Second floor? I'll cover you from the roof. You three up the fire escape and see if there's a window open.
Fire escape? Cause he, get it? Fire escape?
Are you there yet? I can't see you anymore.
Yeah, it's just a little rickety. We're good. Good?
Good.
Vesper and Phil, get through that window as quietly as possible. Vess, turn off the lights ASAP. Phil, it wouldn't hurt to go camo just in case. Make sure it's the right room. Stay the fuck out of sight, and if you see anyone, if they come after you, just go.
On it. Opening the window very quietly.
Go team.
Thanks, Helix.
Just don't get yourself killed by Phil's wind, man. I'm on channel 3 if you need me.
Dang, it's a nice room.
Hey,
Poogie.
Camouflage?
Right. Sorry.
See anything?
No, I don't think anyone's home.
I don't see anything from over here. No one's in the hallway and none of the lights are on.
It is after midnight.
Yeah. Does Phil see anything?
Not yet. Helix, anything from your post? Helix?
What's wrong?
Is she out of range?
Someone's walking down the hallway. Looks like a security guard. Badge on the left side of his coat.
Phil, let's go.
Why would they come into a random room? It's fine.
Get to the fire escape. We can climb up and over.
Come on. Meet us on the ground. Lev, we're on our way.
Right. Leviathan is heading down. Over.
Phil?
Yeah, I'm coming. I just should have found something. Oh, fucking put some fucking box on the ground. Oh, shit.
And that's when they do it. Phil kicks a box at random, and a glowing, palm-sized thing, pulsing with purple light, falls out. Now, Vesper's halfway out the window, Lev's on the ground, and I'm trying to peer over the edge of the roof to see what the holdup is. But, man, if we were on the other side of the street, it wouldn't make a difference. That orb is glowing as bright as hell.
Phil, are you alright?
I'm fine, I just...
What is that? It's so bright. Let me pull the lights down.
What the shit is that? Did you turn Helix into a circle?
It's not... Gosh, you didn't see that. We have to go, now.
But what about...
What the hell are you doing? And you brought a purple flashlight to a heist!
Well, it isn't technically a heist.
Phil found it!
Phil found what?
I...
You know what? I don't give a shit. Just get down the fire escape. We've been lingering too long. Move. Now.
How do we get out holding a Tesseract ripoff?
We don't. Kick it back in the box. It's probably dangerous.
Why would we leave something probably dangerous in some random box?
Yeah, what if someone else finds it?
I just... Helix will meet you in 5 behind TJ Maxx.
Okay.
Let's go.
But...
Let's go.
Come on, Phil.
But...
Phil!
No, don't touch... Phil!
Fuck, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna leave it here.
Shit, that's bright. Phil, run!
We can't go on the street.
Vesper, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to mess everything up. I just thought...
Let's go. Ves, make it dark. Darker.
On it.
Guys? Guys, where the fuck are you? I swear, if you set off another car alarm, I'm going to kick your ass so...
Helix?
Hey, yo, H, so,
the plan is pretty much fucked.
And behold, the gradual downfall of our Friday night comes to fruition. They climb up the fire escape, our new jewelry piece in hand, and start booking it across the roof. I manage to follow my teammates till we're peering over the edge of TJ Maxx, and then I leap down into an alleyway. They take the ladder, where we're out of sight. And now, standing in an alley with three stinky-ass dumpsters, we've got our very own MacGuffin.
Nice job, Frodo.
What were you thinking?
Got something to say for yourself?
I'm sorry. It was just so bright and weird and different, and I thought maybe it would be helpful or dangerous in the wrong hands.
If you want to be on the team, you have got to...
It's okay. You were just trying to help. Just be careful, all right?
I will. Promise.
Can I touch it next?
Lev?
It's shiny and glowy, it makes superhero sound effects, and you never know, this could be the key to unlocking our ultimate destiny.
Unlocking our ultimate destiny?
Like an amplifier?
No. Like the One Ring of Power. Behold as its strength levels armies, tames seas, and gives its wielder all the magic they can dream of.
I'm pretty sure the One Ring doesn't quite...
Like an Infinity Stone, making the user super powerful.
Or like a D&D magic item that gives you, like, +3 to spell attack rolls.
Y'all don't stop listing off nerdy-ass fantasy shit. I am going to lose it.
Or, like... A lightsaber.
Ooh.
In Star Wars.
Technically it's an orb.
Yeah, or it gives you command over the force, and you can create like force lightning and stuff.
Or it could be something terrible. Just shush. Fuck you all.
Sorry.
Still, it's cool.
Helix, I think you should have it. Until we know what to do with it, you know? Maybe hold it with some cloth, though.
This production of Standing By featured Lucy Kaffner as Helix, Sophia Pratt as Vesper, Max Gray as Leviathan, and Arden DeForest as Phil. The program was narrated by Olivia Freeman and produced and directed by Casey Fleming, with assistance from Madison Nobar. The original score was composed by Owen Prendergast, and the profile art was created by Gretchen Hinderleiter. Additional story consultation was provided by Madison Nobar, Ava Goldie, Gus Crowley, Arden DeForest, and Lily Camp. If you enjoyed this episode of Standing By, we ask that you consider donating to the Trevor Project, an organization that provides crisis intervention and suicide prevention service to LGBTQ+ young people. You can visit their website at www.thetrevorproject.com. Thank you for listening to Standing By, and we hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to tune into episode 2, And Suddenly, coming soon to wherever you get your podcasts.